This is the first time EU states have agreed sanctions on Russian energy imports, a divisive topic within the bloc due to different countries' different levels of energy dependence on Moscow. The ban on coal imports comes into force in August, and while the European Commission says it is looking into sanctions on Russian oil, that's not part of this latest round of restrictions. Other new sanctions include a transaction ban on four Russian banks and a ban on EU exports to Russia of goods such as jet fuels and advanced semiconductors. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has criticised Western nations' incremental approach to sanctioning Moscow, arguing it should not take atrocities such as those reported in Bucha to convince countries to act. The EU's top diplomat Josep Borrell says the newly adopted restrictions aim to make clear to the Kremlin that continued attacks on Ukraine come at a heavy cost. Rosie Burchard, Brussels.